It's our business leadership feature this week. We use this opportunity to talk to business people or leaders who have made strides in their field. The lady I'm going to be speaking to this evening is quite formidable. She has some 18 years experience in the world of finance. She has a degree in architecture, has board positions in bodies that focus on the construction industry. She's literally conquered mountains and she gives back to those who need support to have a better future. I'm joined in studio by Kanyisile Chaba. She's the head of responsible business at Old Mutual Emerging Markets. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Kanyisile, just tell us a little bit about your socioeconomic background and your education.
Oh, wow. I started my education early days in Soweto, obviously. That's where I matriculated. Then I was interested in the built environment, and I got involved in architecture and engineering. Those days, it was very difficult to get a space for people who look like us.
Yes.
Especially in those institutions. So
where did you get the inspiration from that, you know, for that?
You know, being a Women's Month, just from my mother, who never went to school herself, but she never limited us and herself in terms of what she could attain. So I always had the urge to do something totally different from what I was expected to do.
That's awesome. So tell us about your first job and give us a sense of your career journey up to now.
My first job, I thought, wow, I'm now qualified in architecture. I can now start sitting in the drawing board. I was told, no. Actually, we're looking for somebody who can make tea and clean the offices. So that's what actually happened. But because my goal was much more bigger than that, I did those menial jobs until I was afforded an opportunity to actually sit and work as an architect. From there, my career just opened up to other fields as well.
That's excellent. So you are responsible. You are the head of responsible business at Old Mutual Emerging Markets. It sounds very serious indeed. What does that role encompass?
Actually, it is very serious, especially in the light of where we find ourselves as business today. It's about ethics, it's about governance, but most importantly, how do you give back as an organization whilst you grow the business itself? So it's beyond just CSI, it's beyond just doing good, but it's about shared value, doing business at the same time creating positive impact. My role is to make sure that how we conduct ourselves leaves a legacy. How we conduct ourselves as businesses, we leave the places that we found in a much more better place. That's what I do.
Okay, super. That sounds great. And then, of course, you know, coming back to your passion, the built environment and so on, I see that you're a board member of the Construction Industry Development Board, and you're also the chairperson of the South African Women in Construction. That area, as you've mentioned, you know, has typically been an area that women have had to fight to get into.
Yes.
What sort of strides do you think we've made now?
We actually have made great strides, as it is, and I'm also part of the board of Motheo Construction Group, which is headed 100% by women. Dr. Thandi Ndlovu is one of those women who are leading. So there's great strides in terms of opportunities that have opened up. I think the difference is how do we show up, how do we raise our hands, and how do we commit without looking at the barriers that are preventing us from actually entering those type of fields.
And even now, you know, we see with the economic backdrop and what's been happening in the construction sector itself, you know, it is quite disheartening. But when you look at what's happening, what do you say?
I say the future still provides opportunities.
Yes.
I say it's about hard work. I say it's about focus. When you look in terms of how my whole career has come to where it is today, it was purely focusing on what is possible and what can be done. And I think the big thing about where we find ourselves today is that kind of leadership that says what is required today, how we need to think differently in terms of looking for opportunities, those partnerships that are more credible, but also it's about being ethical in how we conduct ourselves. Just because the economy is finding itself where it is today, it doesn't mean we have to do shortcuts. And particularly in those industries where lives can actually be at risk.
That's right.
So it's all about conduct, which starts at the personal level as a leader.
So in your capacity as a corporate person, you're talking about giving back, being ethical and so on. But as an individual, I see you're also giving back. You're involved in the Soweto Plowback Program. What's that all about?
You know, coming back from Soweto, we come from those schools that where we grew up, there was never opportunities. I was one of those kids who also struggled to get my own education. I had to work. I had to provide for myself and for my family. And when I look at children who, like me, years back, didn't have much, I'm one of those people who feel that I can raise my hand because of the opportunities that I have today to create for others. So it's important to plow back. I'm also a foster mother to 13 children that I look after because I come from a family of 13. Again, focusing on their education purely because I understand I can relate to the issues that they're facing.
Wow. Do you look after them remotely or they're all in your house?
Sometimes remotely, sometimes they're all in my house. And I'm pleased to say 7 of them are actually graduates today.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you're a very fit lady. I can see that just looking at you. You've done marathons. You've done the Comrades like several times. You've done 2 Oceans. And you just recently this year, you were climbing a mountain.
Oh, yes. Last year, we summited Mount Elbrus in Russia, the highest peak in Europe. We've done Kilimanjaro. I've been on base camp Mount Everest, and I've done 10 Comrades marathons, 2 Oceans, and 6 of the world major international marathons.
How important do you think things like fitness are in terms of being, you know, able to focus and do great things in life?
Here's the thing. With the life pressures and business pressures that you are facing, you need an outlet.
Mm.
Without health, doesn't matter the amount of money or positions that you hold, you can never do much. So for me, the first thing is about the commitment and the promise to myself first and how I look after me so that I can look after the many other responsibilities that I have. It is very important. Issues about stress levels, the amount of work that we're needing to do, the challenges says to us our lives should be beyond our work. My issue also is around our spirituality. Mm. Where do you refuel?
Yes.
And those kind of things, I think, are important for a leader of today.
Mm. Deep stuff, Kanyisile. Pleasure talking to you and all the very best going forward. That was Kanyisile Chabasi. She's the head of responsible business at Old Mutual Emerging Markets.
Thank you.